Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a good clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is so good, especially to me. See, back in Nigeria, if you say the Lord is so good, they say all the time, especially to me. The Lord is so good. Amen. It's a beautiful day. I just love it. I know it's warm in here, but it's not so warm that you do not want your blessing. Amen. No matter how warm it is, just relax. It's going to be great today. I want us to take this song. First, you're going to sing it to yourself. Then you will point to somebody sitting to your right and somebody sitting to your left. Something good is going to happen to me today. Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. We know the song. Something good is going to happen to me. You should be singing. Happen to me. We don't know it. This very day, something good is going to happen to me. Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. It's simple, isn't it? So let's try it now. Something good is going to happen to me. Happen to me. Happen to me. This very day. This very day. Something good is going to happen to me. Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. Now I want you to prophesy to somebody sitting by you. Something good is going to happen to you. Let's sing it to somebody. Something good is going to happen to you. Happen to you this very day. This very day, something good is going to happen to you. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You know, when Jesus sent us out, He said, go and preach the gospel. Anyone who believes shall be saved. But anyone who does not believe, He did not say shall be damned. He says is damned already. Are you with me? So then we have a job to do. We have to preach the gospel. However, whatever work you do, you have to use the right tools. Praise the Lord. You see, we have a ministry back in Nigeria. It's all right to be in the city. But when you go into the villages, I'm sure that Nan can tell you, you are competing with witches and wizards. Out in the villages, there are no hospitals. No hospitals. So sick people would go to the medicine man. Are you following me now? Because there are no hospitals. So when you come with Jesus, you better come with miracles. Because that makes all the difference. I shared some videos here some years back. Before I go back, I might show a few. We went into one village, 2002. They never had a church. And we had 2 days open-air ministrations in the night. Then in the daytime, Saturday, we started Friday. We finished Saturday. In the daytime on Saturday, we brought them together. We went with a doctor. That doctor had never seen as many people all his life. Not before that and not after that so far. We had everybody just queue. And the doctor would examine them. We carried a box of medicine. And the doctor would check them out, and if he found something, somebody needed something other than medicine, I stood at one end. He would say, go to that man. The doctor would send them to me for a miracle. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Christian doctors. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The doctor would say, go to that man. They'll come, and I will minister. They get a miracle. These were Muslims. The whole village were Muslims and idol worshippers. Not a single Christian. And we don't tell them, if you will accept Jesus, I'll pray for you. No. You just minister to them. When they see Jesus at work, they compare him with the medicine man. Then they can make up their mind. Hallelujah. So the men in the village saw what was happening. Then they came to us. There's a lady in one village down there. The village will be like a kilometer. They said, the lady cannot walk. Come and pray for her. Let me tell you, if they didn't see something happening, they wouldn't have said that. Amen. So we said, let's go. And then we went to the village. We got there. The lady was sitting outside on a mat. And I went to the lady. You believe Jesus can raise you up? She said, Mogbagbo, I believe. I anointed her knees. And when I opened her knees, I saw big incisions made by medicine man so that she could walk. Forget it. Satan does not cast out Satan. It's a spiritual law. I said, get up. And she packed herself. And two of my colleagues just gave her a little help up. Hey, initially, it might look difficult. The first step, the second step, that was 10 years ago. She is still on her legs today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only is she on her legs, she is in the church. She had a room in the village where we have a church. She gave the room to the church. If your pastor comes, let your pastor use the room. Nobody told her. Nobody pleaded for an offering. She gave it from her heart. Are you with me? Amen. Glory to God. There was another lady there, blind from cataract. We had people come on medical missions, and our pastors went there, took her there. They did the cataract surgery for her. She got her vision. She is in the church now. Glory to God. You use the right tools, you get the right results. The Lord is beautiful. Listen. Those of us who grew up in what we call Christian homes, we took Jesus for granted. We're so used to coming to church that we don't really know how to present ourselves for miracles. I can tell you, I interact with Muslims a lot. We have churches in their villages. I sit with them, I eat with them, even though they're killing the Christians. They believe that when Christians pray, something happens. I'm telling you. The Muslims believe that when Christians pray, something happens. One of the villages, the village I was talking about, where the woman who couldn't walk, okay, where we have the church, they sent for us. They said, we don't have settlers in this village. And somebody had told us, the people in that village, they're wicked. When settlers come, they drive them out. So They sent a message to us, and then we said, okay, you want two people to come and settle here? They said, yes. We said, okay, we will come, we will do another crusade. So we went there. And I told them during the crusade, I said, listen, somebody told us that you people in this village, you're wicked. But when people settle among you, you are the ones who drive them away. So now we are praying to Jesus to bring people. Are you going to drive them away? They said, no. Are you going to love them? They said, yes. So we prayed, and I traveled to the United States. I was here when I got a message from home. Some people had come to ask the head of the village to give them space to settle in. We're talking about Muslims now, they're Muslims. So they sent a message to town and told our pastors, some people have come who want to settle in this village, but we cannot answer yes or no unless you people tell us what to say. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen. So now they have settlers and settlers and settlers. Glory to God. In that village, they have seen miracles and miracles. When they have a problem, they come to talk to the church. They will come in. The leaders will come in and sit down. After the service, they will tell us, this is the problem that we have. I'm saying that we who are Christians, I wish that we would have that much confidence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I want to talk to us about two things. And I hope that they are going to change the life of all of us forever. Our perception of God and our perception of how God does his things. And when we understand, it's easier for us to get what we want. Hallelujah. I was leading a prayer group yesterday, and I said, God said to the man, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue the earth. How come the earth is subduing us? How come floods are driving us? And tornadoes are pulling down our houses? Are you with me? And hurricanes are driving us helter-skelter. When God said to us, subdue the earth. We should have missed something. The book of Psalms, 139. The next slide, please. Jehovah Rapha, just click. Psalm 139, verses 14 through 18. You can read the whole of 139 when you get home. I was reading this psalm and thank God for the Holy Spirit. I know that I must have read that psalm again and again and again and again. But some time ago, he just opened my eyes to see. Let us look at it together. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Fearfully and wonderfully made by God. We are going to talk about Ford and General Motors and all of them. When the new models come out towards the end of the year, you can see them demonstrating. Whew. Maneuverable, bumper, all of the adjectives that they will use to describe the product so that you can go and buy. And frankly speaking, you see it in some of those cars and SUVs. My goodness, they are awesome. But these are yet the handworks of man. God made me a wonder. Say to yourself, God made me a wonder. God made me a wonder. and something to respect. Hallelujah. He says, my soul knows that, so you must know that. Are you with me now? If you don't know it, you don't get it. Next. Now, this is the mystery. My substance was not hid from thee. When I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. What is a substance? Material. Am I right? Okay, material. The material with which you made me was already known to you before you started to curiously wrought. Means you're working me out. Is that not correct? Molding me out. You had my materials. The next one. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, before I was made a perfect being, you had my materials. Can you follow my kind of English? Praise the Lord. And in thy book, I know that you have read it before. Just see the wonders that I saw. In thy book, all my members were written. Now, the Holy Spirit gave me the picture. Go to your mechanic. Just drive your car in. There is a problem somewhere. He locates it. He wants to see what is the part number. Are you following my point? He takes a book, an engineering book. He begins to open. Take the door of your car only. They give you what is called an exploded diagram. How many people understand this language? Beautiful. See, those who made the car give you what is called an exploded diagram. They blow it out, that door, so that you can see every little screw and where it fits into. Every bolt and where it fits into. Every knob, every little part. It's in that book. And I said, wow. So the psalmist says, in your book of human engineering, you designed all of my parts, members are parts. Are you following me now? Every part of me, in your book of human engineering, you designed me, he said, which in continuance were fashioned. See, before the people in Detroit, if they're still there now, started to make the car, they perfected the engineering drawings and then continued to fabricate, fashion. Glory to God. They continued by fabricating each part. Hallelujah. When as yet there was none of them, when there was no arm, there was no leg, you made the little bones, nerves and everything, then you started to assemble me. Glory to God. The next one. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. In other words, you have to know how much God loves you. You have to know how he thinks about you. God does not look at you the way that you look at yourself. God looks at you the way that he will see himself, because you are his image. When you're looking at your picture on the wall, you're seeing yourself. He cares about you. He does not want you sick, in pain, in agony, in depression. You know, if something goes wrong with your vehicle, you have never doubted that if you go to the dealership, they can take out that part and replace it with a new one. Have you ever doubted? Have you ever doubted? No. Confidently, you drive there, they take out one part, they put another part in, and you go. I say, my goodness, the Bible says God has all of my parts with him. Woo! He's got them there. The only reason you don't get it is because you don't see it. He has them. Like I said to people, if God gives man the knowledge to produce anything and make sure that he will be able to repair or replace, then you must understand that God has the power to repair or replace. Hallelujah. And that is what the Bible says. Glory to God. So now you know, whatever your problem may be today, God is here to prove himself as God. The second dimension. The next slide, please. The next one. God and time. Now we're looking at God and time. And the reason that I'm talking about this is because most of us, children of God, subject God to Earth's time. Are you following me now? See, we subject God to the time frame on Earth. But God is not bound by time. He does not live in time. He made time for us. Remember Genesis chapter 1? And the evening and the morning were one day. See, he made that for us. In eternity, you don't count time. There is no time. You have heard people say, in eternity, one day does not end, which means there isn't anything like one day. Are you following me now? There's nothing like one day in eternity. It's just daylight all the time. There are no cycles of daylight and darkness. No. Now, if you could look back 100 years ago, think of how the best doctors on earth would do a cataract surgery. Look at the time that it takes for them to do it, then the time that it takes for you to recuperate. Are you following me? Then go to your doctor's office today for him to remove a cataract tissue. In the next 20 minutes to 30 minutes, it is over with and you are going back to work. So we struggle with time. Are you following me? See, we're trying to improve. Thank God we are improving. We're cutting things short. Communication. We were talking yesterday. When I was in college at Indiana years ago, we couldn't call Nigeria. There was no way to call Nigeria. Even here in America, nobody had a cell phone. You had a telephone at home, if you had one. But now, whether you are on the road, anywhere and anywhere, sometimes in Nigeria, I'm out in the villages in the jungle, and I can get a phone call. So we are improving, but we are not at the state that we would operate in the spirit. I was sharing in one church here in the U.S. I said, look, here was this man paralyzed, brought to Jesus, let down from the roof. And I know that we have some damn good doctors around. If they could come by some surgery to restore his ability to get up and work, the time that it would take, the tests that they're going to run. Are you following me? Somebody was telling me how He was sick, and they ran so many tests. At the end of it, he had a bill of $6,000, and the tests did not show what was wrong. And after the surgery, a period of recuperation, the doctor warns you, do not lift anything that is heavier than maybe 20 pounds or 25 pounds or whatever. They give you that warning. But imagine Jesus. Rise up. Carry your bed. He didn't care what the weight was. Carry your bed and go. It's not medicine. It's a spiritual healing. There is no time in the spirit world. Are you with me? Glory to God. Forget about time. Sometimes we're praying to God and we're thinking in terms of earth's time for events to take place. Oh no. See, that slows down your miracle. Hallelujah. Some years ago, I shared a testimony here. I had an encounter with the devil out in the spirit. I saw myself out, just going up. Then I get to someplace up there, and I stopped. Then I saw this light come in. Like sometimes when you see the rays of the sun just speeding towards the earth. You get me now? Just coming towards me. Speed. And then I saw there was a being in the light. But what I'm coming to, I'm not going to tell the whole story because of time. But what I'm coming to is this. When he came close to me, he didn't stop the way that we would stop on earth. If you're going at high speed, the police will tell you there is a braking distance. If they don't tell you, you know it too. Praise the Lord. When you hit your brakes, your vehicle is stopping slowly over a distance. And then you come to a full stop. In the spirit world, I just observed, oh, here, they don't stop slowly. He just stopped. Hallelujah. He just stopped. There is no inertia. See, the laws that operate here are irrelevant there. They're not relevant. We have to understand our spirituality. Jesus said, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, of the kingdom of heaven. You can put it this way. To you it is given to know the mysteries of the spirit world. Hallelujah. It is given to us. Glory to God. Finally, let me give us this one before we pray. I don't want to keep us waiting for too long. Because faith is instantaneous, isn't it? Jesus said, a little one, you don't have to build it up. If it is just there now, the switch is turned on. That is all. And you get it. Look at Lazarus. Look, I thank God for medicine. I always tell people, I thank God for medicine. And we're doing some awesome things these days. You can take out somebody's liver, put another one in. Someday in the future, they might take off somebody's head and put another one on. But the man Lazarus died. Every organ was dead and stinking. It would take Jesus by a command, understanding that every part is there with God and could be replaced. Because Jesus made us in the first place. He knew. He just commanded, Lazarus, come forth. Because there is no time in the spirit. Everything was replaced in a twinkling of an eye. And the man Lazarus just came forth with brand new organs all over. Hallelujah. Have you ever heard of miracles where somebody who did not have an eyeball suddenly received another one? How many have heard of things like that? Yes, there are spare parts up there. And the God who made us can repair or replace at any time. We just have to know what we're asking for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you ready for your miracle today? If you are excited that you are receiving a miracle today, give Jesus a good clap offering as you stand up. Let's just rise up and give Jesus a good clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. I was talking at Bible study today, and let me tell you the truth. I don't know why we have no taste for Sunday school. I don't understand it. Look at us now. Sunday morning is going to be 7 people at Sunday school. The same 7 or 8 people coming to Sunday school. But Sunday school is a place where you get a lot. When we were closing this morning, it was Fran who exclaimed when I said, we will have to stop here for today and continue next week. She said, oh, we're going to stop? Now, that means something, doesn't it? Yeah. Glory to God. Please apply yourself to the Word of God. Don't just wait to receive things. Apply yourself to the Word of God. We are going to take this chorus, which we all know, and I know that we love it so much. And I want every individual to forget about who is to your right or to your left. Let it be you and the Lord. Just relate with the Holy Spirit now. Hallelujah. Everybody sing. Hallelujah. 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 Begin to pray. Some of you know what I'm going to say now. Some of you do not. There was a young lady in this church who had had a skiing accident and broken her spine. And they used screws to hold them together. By the time that I knew her, she had been on wheelchair for 5 years. That was about 4 to 5 years ago. One Sunday morning like this, I called her. And I called her father, Pastor Bernard. And I called her mother, I called my wife, Pastor Darrell. We went into that room, which is now the library, and I told the young lady, I said, listen, you can trust this wheelchair, and it will move you around some. But you can trust Jesus, and he will get you up, and you can bounce around. Hallelujah. And she believed. And I went to her, in the name of Jesus, be made whole. Less than 1 minute, I said, get up. She got up. She walked. And this is the beautiful thing. When I was ministering at Brooklyn Park Christian Center, is that what it is? Last year, I turned to Pastor Bernard. I said, do you remember what you did? He looked. He said, no. Thank God. You see, he acted spontaneously in faith. That's a man of faith. When she got up and took the first few steps, Pastor Bernard went to the wheelchair. He folded it up and carried it like this. It's like, you'll never sit on it again. Give Jesus a big clap offering. Hallelujah. He did not even remember, but I'll never forget. Because that was faith. She had been on wheelchair for 5 years. Since then, she's never returned to the wheelchair. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to lift your voice to the Lord now. Talk to your Father. Talk to your Father. They said, teach us to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father. He wants you to have that relationship. He wants you to know it and understand what it means. That you have a right as a child. Talk to your Father. Tell your Father what you don't want in your life now. Father, you did not make me to be on wheelchair. You made me to bounce around and serve you. I'm receiving it now because Jesus perfected it. Speak to the Lord. Do you have an ailment that comes and goes? Do you have allergies? Whatever it is that is not supposed to be a part of you, you have every right to reject. Do you observe that from time to time you have spiritual hindrance? People say, I want to serve the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. Well, they're not getting to serve. They just keep saying it. That is spiritual hindrance. Rebuke the power of that hindrance in your life. You want to serve your God. Claim your healing now. Take it now. Now. Anticipate a spontaneous miracle. Not one that is defined by time. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this moment. When we stand before you, knowing that you made us, you fashioned us. Every part of us you made and put together fearfully and wonderfully. And you have the power to repair or replace. You are God, and there is none like you. Now, Father, we have spoken to you, and by the stripes that Jesus received, whereby he healed us, I say in the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Let every ailing organ be made whole in Jesus' name. Every power of infirmity, every spirit of infirmity, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I bind you by the power of the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus, and I command every spirit of infirmity, come out in Jesus' name. Go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has healed people of migraine headache. Somebody with lower back pain. The Lord has healed you. You can check yourself out. Cataract is removed in the name of Jesus. All infirmities of the blood, the Lord has healed in the name of Jesus. All infirmities of the nervous system, the Lord has healed in the name of Jesus. Cancer, you are brought to nothing in the name of Jesus. Everybody who is threatened with cancer, whether you know it already or whether it is still just brewing, in the name of Jesus, you have been made whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And any other diseases and infirmities which I have not mentioned, every knee must bow at the name of Jesus. So whatever you are called, I command you to get out of them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to begin to bless the name of the Lord now. Begin to give thanks to God. Just give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Just worship him. Just worship. As you worship the Lord, check yourself out. If you have any ailment that you can check now and ascertain, some infirmities you have to wait in order to confirm, because they may not be there all the time. But the ones that are there that you can check now and confirm your healing, I want you to check, because I will call you to give your testimony in another minute. For now, just worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you couldn't walk before, get up and walk in the name of Jesus. If you were walking with difficulty, get up and walk like a soldier now in the name of Jesus. Do the things that you were not able to do to confirm your miracle. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Our Father, we bless your holy name. We glorify your holy name. Thank you for your presence among us today. Thank you for your mighty works. Thank you for Jesus Christ who's made it all possible. Jesus, we adore you. We glorify you. We magnify you. You are awesome. And you have done all things well. There is none like you. Father, accept our thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give Jesus a good clap offering. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Now I have to ask, is there somebody who is able to confirm a miracle done for you by the Lord? If there is anybody, please raise up your hand. If you're not raising up your hand for that, please keep your hands down so that I may know. Is somebody who can confirm immediately? Are you raising up your hand? Are you raising up your hand? Okay, please just come. Come to the front. Any others? Hallelujah. Any others? Debbie? Any others? Your testimony is part of your miracle. You need to give it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Check, check.
Okay, good. Let her enjoy the hug. You share with us your miracle. Glory, glory.
I'm thankful for your ministry today, for your words of wisdom, and stepped beyond what normally is just, I was in pain when I came here today. Since I've been working at school, going to school, I've had so much pain in my lower back. Yesterday I spent working at home, just doing cleaning that I haven't done for 6 months or something like that. And I was very much in pain when I came. And I am not in pain now.
So. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, my sister.
Well, I'm just real thankful, real blessed. A few weeks ago, I had surgery for cancer, and thank God they were able to remove it.
Beautiful.
So I am cancer-free.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And you know that by this ministration today, the power of cancer in your body has come to zero. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. Father, thank you again for the testimonies. Jesus, you deserve them. Accept our thanks, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
All right, we can all take a seat. Thank you so much, Dr. O'Connell, just for coming to share that word. And Dr. O'Connell, can I have you come up here real quick? I just want to pray over you real quick. I know you do a lot of work in Nigeria, a lot of work with your ministry. So you come here to pour out to us every chance you get. So if all the board members and if there's any pastors or anyone who just really, really wants to pray for Dr. O'Connell, what the heck, just come on up. And we're just going to pray for you real quick, just to ask God to continue to bless you and give you strength as you go. And your wife, too. That's part of your ministry right there. Father, we just thank you so much, Lord, for this man and this woman, God, that you have placed in our midst, Father. I thank you for the power, God, that you have given him to preach, the ability, God, that you have blessed him, God, to share your word, God, and to see people healed, Father. Not just small miracles, God, but huge miracles, Father God, things that we can't even explain, that doctors can't even explain, Father. And Lord God, just continue, God, to give them a refreshing, a new filling of your spirit, Father God. And God, I pray for their ministry, God, that you would bless it, God. Bless it financially, Father God. Bless it with laborers, God. Bless it with your Holy Spirit, Father God. And God, I pray for their family, Lord God. I pray for their marriage, God, that you would just strengthen and unify them, God. God, their children, God, that are out doing things right now, God, that you would bless them, Father God, and that they would see the fruits of their work, God, being even carried out, God, in generation and generation after they leave, Father. So, God, we just thank you so much for the O'Connellas, God, and all that they do for Christ Church, God, all that they do for their ministry in Nigeria, Father God, and God, just continue, God, to bless them. And, God, we just thank you, God, that we even are able to have them here. Just such amazing people, God, that do such amazing things, Father. And sometimes, God, we don't always know what we have, God, until we lose it. So when he goes back, Father, we're going to remember what we had, Lord. So we just thank you for that. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.